My name is Jane Nofke. That's Nofke with an N. There is no K. Let's see. The title of this story is Weird Childhood Behavior, and this is self-explanatory. I have often written about incidents of strange behavior committed by my sister and me when we were children. Perhaps the strangest was the day when my sister Christy and I were alone in the old log house we lived in then. Our mother and father were in the barn doing chores. All was inventive. Christy came up with a new game. "I know," she said, "let's play outdoor toilet." We did not have indoor plumbing back then. At night we used a chamber pot, but otherwise outside we went. So why did it seem like this might be a fun game? I don't know. Christy, who was the big sister after all, was the boss of four-year-old me. "How are we gonna do that?" I whispered. She was excited. "Help me move the couch away from the wall." The couch was heavy. Moving it took effort, but once it was moved, it was easy to climb up and sit on the back of the couch and leaning against the wall. And then we did it. We peed down the back of the couch, no doubt hitting the upholstery as we did so. I can just imagine my parents' reaction when they realized what we had done. Thoughts like, "What kind of vipers are we sheltering under our roof?" must have crossed their minds. I mean, who could even begin to imagine their children doing such a thing? The spanking was one of only two I would receive in my life. Then there was a time when my sister and one of her friends destroyed most of my mother's canned produce. They snuck into the pantry where she stored the fruits of her summer labors in garden and orchard and berry patch. Isn't it amazing? They opened the door and saw all those gleaming jars of shining purple and yellow, full of carefully canned beans, beets, corn, jars of applesauce, strawberry jam, choke cherry jelly. And what was their response? Amazement at the jewel-like beauty of the jars? Impatience to taste some of the sweet stuff? No. Their response was to break the jars, to pick each one off the shelves and smash it to the floor. This is the picture my mother saw when she heard strange crashes, whooshes, splashes, and thumps, and went to investigate. I can't even begin to imagine her shock and horror when she saw the mess that they had made of the work that she had been so proud of. I wasn't there, but I've heard the story so often, it seems like my own memory. Even now, thinking of my mother's despair, a lump forms in my throat. And it has always remained a mystery. Why did they do it? Then there was the Halloween when Christy and I brought the jack-o'-lantern we had carved up to our playroom. We put it on top of a plant stand, inserted a stick through the stand for arms, and dressed our pumpkin man in an old coat and hat we found in a storage room. There's nothing destructive about this, kind of creative, actually. But of course, the pumpkin was real. It started to get mushy. It started to smell bad. So what did we do with it, you might wonder? Throw it out? No. We put it in a closet and left it there. Why? Don't ask me. Eventually, it was too mushy to stand on its own, and it slipped off the stand onto the floor, where the mush turned green with mold, and stinking liquid formed a puddle on the floor. Now we were afraid to move it, afraid to tell our mother. I remember well the day that she trudged up the stairs carrying broom, mop, and bucket to clean the playroom. We cowered in the bedroom, waiting. Her scream when it came was blood-curdling. What must she have thought? The horror on the closet floor was unrecognizable as a pumpkin. And it was still wearing that slouchy old hat.